whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is, means nothing.
And Reggie Adetula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn numbers? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Adetula, Figgy Fig. That number to call, or text rather, is 713-572-4610. Let us know how you feeling about this question of the day. What's your niche sport of choice? And I don't know why that we're saying that word.
You can say it either way, by the way.
Yeah, niche or niche.
Yeah.
But I, for some reason, I find myself somewhere in between. And
it's more elegant.
No, it's not.
data.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair.
Tomato, tomato.
Well, nobody says tomato.
Are you sure?
That drives me nuts.
Are you certain?
Yes.
No tomatoes.
Name one person.
Let me get a junior Whopper cheeseburger with no tomatoes.
No tomato.
I'm going to do that one day.
Name one person in the history of your life that has said the word tomato. 713-572-4610.
That's fair.
Never, ever, ever.
Yeah. Say it when I go out the country.
Who says potato?
Toddlers, probably, to be honest. Potato.
Yeah.
That's not the question. The question of the day is, what is your niche sport of choice? As Texas All Access, always a good product, always a good thing to listen to, both when they have coffee with Coach on Mondays, and then also you'll hear Nick Caserio later today. And one of the things they like doing, they kind of add a little bit of personality, a little bit of humanity to it by asking kind of a fun question on the backside of the interview. And this week's was kind of about kind of playoffs in other sports, like what are the ones that they tap into that they're interested in. And interestingly enough, Nick Caserio likes him some NFL, or all the wrong sports, some NBA basketball playoffs. I was like, oh, that's not what I anticipated. Now, in giving his answer, he kind of pointed out to one of, I guess, what I would consider a niche sport because it's outside of the major America, the big four, the major American four sports of NBA, NFL, MLB, and NHL. And this was Casario's answer.
I'm all in on anything golf related. I was watching the Century Classic over in Hawaii to kick off the golf season.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I'll watch golf anytime, any place, any time of the year. Ryder Cup has that is the juices flowing.
Atta baby, that's my guy.
Golf.
That's my guy right there. That's what I'm talking about, Nick. We can talk golf anytime you want. Guess what my number one niche sport is, by the way. I can watch golf. I put it on every weekend. Usually every Sunday for sure, and oftentimes on Saturday as well.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like,
it'd be the John Deere Classic. I don't care.
I will tap in for some majors. Like, obviously the Masters is just it's a very particular thing. Mm-hmm. Like the Masters,
it's its own sport.
I don't know how they got us wrapped around their finger
did.
Man. Like I can remember being in college, being in classes, like streaming the Masters. As someone who doesn't like watch that much golf, televised golf, like I got the leaderboard up and everything in a way that is completely different than these other things. And yes, 281, probably fair to put college football in there as well. Technically not professional sports, but also it is professional sports. I was interested that he said golf. And since you mentioned golf, before we get into some of the other niche sports that people are into and actually like spend time going out of the way to watch and such. Did you see the TGL? This thing that ESPN has gotten into, Tiger Woods has a level of stake in it. Rory as well. I know I saw them both heavily televised during his broadcast. Did you watch their first match?
I watched highlights. I'm not going to lie to you people, but I watched.
Who is you people?
You know who you are.
What?
You people. But I think it has potential. I'm not saying it's there yet. But especially in today's world where it's fast, 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 top golf instead of golf. And, you know, what's called it, nine that the afternoon guys always play. East River Nine. And I think in today's world where you want to be quick through it, driving range instead of playing. I think this has some potential.
It does. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that it was going on forever.
Well, that
it
is
did.
True.
It did go on for a long time, but it was fun in the mid. Yeah. Like when you dropped in, like I did appreciate the idea of controlled environment, mm-hmm, and being able to kind of see the ways that they're making this. Like there's a physical green,
yes,
in this stadium area that, you know, morphs depending on the hole that they're playing. One of the things that it didn't feel like, I didn't love, it feels like they're playing on a golf. I mean, they are playing on a golf simulator, mm-hmm, in some ways when they're driving and, you know, chipping and, you know, maybe hitting out of sand if they end up in a bunker, which, yeah, it is nice that they have actual, mm-hmm, actual fairway, actual rough, actual green that they're hitting off of. But then it goes, you know, into the screen and it feels like the ball doesn't react naturally as it would.
Yeah.
And that's a small nitpick to, I guess, throw out there. But I was real interested in that. I was like, I was surprised because it was just a kind of a thing that was on after college basketball. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I would tap back into this.
Yeah, it's got potential. So golf, far and away, is mine. A couple of others that people will argue if they're even sports, but you're talking about niche sports that kind of hook you when you're,
That is a surfing. Pun, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, well, yes, it is. You know what's coming when you're surfing. Fishing tournaments.
You watch fishing tournaments?
All the time.
God bless.
All the time. Absolutely. Watch fishing tournaments. And a little bit embarrassed to say this, kind of been tapping in on some pickleball.
Playing or watching?
No, the competitions.
That's asinine to me. those feel like sports that, like, hey, you go do those things, yeah, and shout out to you. I am not watching
you compete
at those things. I mean, I got a lot of them that I think a lot of people would consider. And no, I don't consider NBA basketball in that. But like, if you would consider women's basketball, I like a lot of that. Well, soccer is probably the big, mm-hmm, one
me
for
too.
Me.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, again, outside of the major, I know we were talking about a pre-show, the idea that
I wouldn't count soccer as one because it's a huge sport.
It's enormous.
Fair enough.
But maybe a little bit more niche here, but the ratings are pretty dang good.
Yeah, it might be niche in America a little bit.
Gaining.
But a lot of people watch soccer too.
By the way, Manchester U and Liverpool with a tie this weekend.
They did. And really, Manchester should have won. Y'all was playing like some jokers.
What are you talking about?
Y'all look sorry. Hey, man. If Harry Maguire didn't... All right, nobody cares. Somebody said those are sports for unathletic white people. Hey, there's unathletic black people playing them things, too.
Hey, come on now. I'm Hispanic, I'll have you know. Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I feel like me and Figgy have one in common as well, which is one that came in from the 832. Tennis.
Of course, yeah.
And we're getting into that season here soon.
Yeah. Like,
we're coming up.
I tap in on the tennis channel. Sometimes I just put it on there, just see who like what old matches on and stuff like that. Yeah, like I'm really into it, man.
I'm real interested in what AG73 is coming with here. Curling
only 4 years.
Every four years. Like when we get to the Winter Olympics, right?
It hooks you though.
Curling is probably the one thing that if I see it, or now you know where you have the option to go and just watch whatever. If I can find curling on, I'll usually put it on.
Yeah.
Like that, but I just the other competitions of curling, I'm never like the stakes aren't there for me.
No,
I kind of get hooked, and this is I'm using this loosely. I'm not tapping in like for hours on this, but table tennis kind of hooked me a little
bit. All right, well don't make
just to see every 4 years,
mm-hmm, and this ain't not playing table tennis at the bar with a girl or something.
Yeah, good stuff.
Like I'm talking about the competitive sweating and going 20 feet back hitting the ball. Like that kind of hooked me a little bit.
A couple of more on the text board, which I used to be much more into this, and now I just kind of tap in for the big races, and that's NASCAR.
I'm in on NASCAR.
Yeah,
I like, and this is where the pandemic changed our lives in many ways that we couldn't have foreseen.
Mm-hmm.
Me being all in on NASCAR, like I remember there was a time when, you know, I was in my grandmother's house out in West Houston, right? And she didn't have cable. And so you put on just whatever's on the low, you know, in the summer when it's just like there's nothing on TV in the middle of a Saturday. And I remember like watching some races, and that's just being a kid bored, finding something on.
Yeah.
That was the closest I got to like, oh yeah, I really rock with NASCAR, or just like, hey, everybody knows what's happening with Jeff Gordon, right? Like everybody knows certain names. But then actually getting into NASCAR where I'm checking on points, I'm seeing what's happening, I'm understanding who these people are. I could have never imagined. Here I am not betting, entertainment only dollars exchanging with my friends, mm-hmm, about NASCAR races.
Speaking of racing, how y'all feel about horse racing? Because it just started up last weekend.
Sam Houston.
Sam Houston. I actually went out there.
I saw your videos. Excellent, by the way.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Only the big races, and that includes if somebody invites me to one of the stakes races out here at Sam Houston, I'll go.
I've never had the money to participate in those things, and that feels like one of those things where if you ain't betting,
it gets loud in there too, man. I was in there, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, I was kind of moseying around, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, go, yeah! I'm like, what's happening?
I do appreciate the name.
What I was doing.
The naming conventions are good though. Like, how'd you come up with that name? I like just kind of creating some other stuff. Not tennis. I mentioned that. Darts. Darts is elite watching.
Can be. I mean, their skill level is just...
Well, yeah, the skill level, but then I feel like just the environment. Like, some of these things are just carried by... The event looks fun. Mm-hmm. And a darts event, I don't even know what the hall is called or whatever, but when they're in there, it's just people... Apparently, our education system in America stinks because then people know exactly what the scores are as soon as that dart hits the board and everything. Yeah. And they are cheering. They are excited. I'm like, yo, this is incredible. They get... That might be some of the... It looks like the Waste Management Open in there.
Yeah.
Whenever they have a darts.
Another good one is bowling.
Oh, like, bowling
like on TV. Sometimes that get competitive too, mm-hmm. where a guy miss a strike and he's just like, man, I need to get another one. And like, oh, I know I screwed up on this.
Bowling is one of those sports that you have to understand the competitive aspect to get what's happening here. Because if you're just like, yeah, it looks like a lane and they curving that thing in there, it's like, oh, but they have different oil patterns to make it more difficult, mm-hmm. for you to spin the ball into certain places.
They use different balls.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Some other things that have come in, volleyball. Yeah, especially like somebody mentioned that they have a daughter, so college volleyball. College volleyball is...
It's intense.
Very competitive,
it's intense,
man.
Especially at those high levels. Somebody said breakdancing. World's Strongest Man. I feel like we done lost some recipes on World's Strongest Man. I think like ESPN dictated a lot of this with their kind of, the things that they would have on in other mm-hmm. circumstances. World's Strongest Man is one of those things that I feel like they do less of that used to be, if it was on TV, that you might stop for a few minutes and just be like, hey, let me see them carry this boulder and put it up on that high place right quick.
Yeah.
How do you feel about poker?
Poker was fun. I like watching poker. I'm never intentionally trying to watch it, but it's one of those things that if you're like, I don't know, does Space City Home Network end up having
it's
that?
All
like,
over. I think it's all over the place.
Just like you're up at like 2 a.m.
Once in a while, you see some celebrities and athletes in there. I think I saw the rapper Lil Pump. I think he took all the... he was on there with Adrian Peterson, mm-hmm. which is so random, man. He actually beat Adrian Peterson.
Nick has been on a couple times. Nick Wright.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He sounds. He seems exactly.
Nick Casario, man.
Poker after hours.
Who do you think would be better at poker? As I've now expended way too much of our time here between Casario and Nick Wright.
I think Nick. He's got more experience. He plays all the time.
I think Nick. When I said Casario, Wright. Okay. Very good. Way to
Nick Casario might have the poker face.
I think he's got the poker face, and I also think that like he might be out here doing like the calculations, like Rain Man esque. You know.
Yeah.
I feel like that's part of it. Poker's not a sport. Okay. Very good. And then I guess you're going to be mad at the 832 who said competitive cornhole. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I didn't already take it too much of his time, but let's go to our nation's capital, talk to our guy Adam Spillane about these Houston Rockets. We'll do it next.